Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Remember when we talked about quiet quitting? That's basically when workers do only what's asked of them. Well, no more going the extra mile at work. Now there's a reaction to that from bosses.
Quiet firing. The bosses don't actually fire anybody. They just treat everybody so bad to the point where the workers quit on their own. Gina Cox, industrial organizational psychologist, is with us. Coaches Business Leaders has a book coming out called Leading Inclusion, Drive Change Your Employees Can See and Feel. Gina, thanks for being with us. Both of these don't seem exactly new. I mean, especially the quiet firing. That's probably been happening for a long time.
Absolutely not new, although I wish it were, because the truth is that, you know, about 80% of employees say that they don't think their managers are effective at their jobs. And so what an aspect of you know, ineffective leadership that I often see is that rather than just telling employees what they're doing, give them clear feedback, some leaders prefer a more sort of passive aggressive approach. They'll just let you wither on the vine. And this has been going on forever.
Do you think, though, that because of the pandemic, which really upset a whole bunch of routines from working at home to, I guess, also then the relationships that would form in an office setting between employer and employee, do you think, though, that while these trends have been around for a long time, as you pointed out, that perhaps they're being now sort of intensified because of the pandemic and the after effects?
Yeah, I think it's possible that two things are happening. First of all, you know, we know that employee expectations have changed. Employees are basically asserting the desire to have a little bit more power over their entire work experience. So you can see that, you know, in the labor movement, you can see that in, you know, this whole conversation about going back to the office, and of course, regarding this quiet quitting phenomenon. But on the other side of that, especially if you're working remote or virtually, it is not as easy to get all of the cues about what's really going on between you and your manager. And so it is very possible that just those kinds of changes have had a change, you know, had some impact on sort of exactly what employees are even experiencing or understanding about their manager's intentions or desires. I would also suggest that it's probably much easier to do this quiet firing and, you know, in this kind of a disrupted environment, because nothing seems typical anymore.
Are we all just super passive aggressive now? And is that the basis of a lot of this? Like, I don't want to confront it right out front or get it done quickly. I'll just do it this way. And then this person will eventually figure it out later on. Who cares?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been seeing that language, and I guess there's certainly some truth that it is passive-aggressive behavior. There's no question about that, but it isn't necessarily efficient behavior on a manager's part. So I don't know that I don't know exactly how, you know, how we got here, and I think the pandemic and all of the disruptions have something to do with it, but this is not an efficient behavior for a manager, and it is very unhelpful to the person who then has to sort of stew and wonder what the heck is really going on. If I were running an enterprise, I would not want my managers to behave this way. I don't care whether we're disrupted or not. I would want the strong performers to know they're strong performers, the weak performers to know that they're not strong, and then for action to be taken so I can optimize performance for everybody. Because really, this both quiet quitting and quiet firing mean that you have a whole bunch of people theoretically in a group of that aren't, you know, giving you everything you need to run this business.
Do you think, though, that the concept of having a boss perhaps is just antiquated?
Well, the word boss sure is. Nobody likes the word, but there's always going to be a need to have some kind of plan about how the work gets done. So here's what I say. I always tell my coaching clients, look, if you're a manager, imagine that you have a dartboard in the middle of your forehead. You are the designated hitter for that group of people, 5, 10, 100, a million, whatever that number is. And so you can think about being that, you know, you have that dartboard, you could even take it and think about it as a pizza pie. You can't spend all of your time focused on task performance. There's got to be some slice of that pie that is allocated to the, you know, the experience of your employees and their human desires. So in response to your question, I think the task part of that pie always requires people to say what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, and how well you're doing it. But I don't know that we can ever get rid of, you know, and so, you know, we can automate that. We can do a variety of things where we can do the pair approach. We can do a variety of things. But you know what? It's the human experience, I think, that differentiates organizational success. So we need the human, I don't want to use the word boss, to really be a supporter, a guide, to have your back. I think that's what we need bosses for.
Well, how does it change when we're so fragmented now with all the working from home and coming back to the pandemic? I mean, is it easier to do either of these things? Like, you know what, I'm just going to hit deny on all the vacation requests. I'm not going to see you, so you're not going to get a raise. There's the quiet firing, quiet quitting. Like, I'm closing the laptop at 5 every yes. day, no matter if I'm done with work or not. You can't stop yeah. me. I'm at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? There's some research that was done last year, quite a bit of it, but at Work Human, one of the things that they clearly documented was that those employees whose managers were checking in with them more often, just to see how they were doing, not to give them more work, those employees were more engaged. And after all is said and done, you know, again, I'm taking this from the perspective of somebody who wants a healthy, productive environment, you know, a business, a productive business. Ultimately, you want a situation where people feel like there is somebody out there who is really looking out for them. And so even if they might be, the reason that people quiet quit is when they think that there is an imbalance in either the power or the resources. In other words, they're working hard and they're not getting anything in return. They're not feeling as respected as they should. They don't have the power they desire. So from the employee perspective, quiet quitting is really about trying to seek a balance where they feel like things are a little fairer. From the organization's perspective, I think the quiet firing is more of sort of a passive aspect of ineffective leadership. The two things are not exactly the same, but I definitely think that it is much easier in a disrupted environment, in a hybrid environment, for both of these kinds of behaviors to exist and go on for quite some time.
Gina Cox, industrial organizational psychologist, coaches business leaders, and the book coming out, Leading Inclusion, Drive Change Your Employees Can See and Feel.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.